Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, forget all the celebrity nonsense. I mean, come on. The Artemis 2 mission, the crew successfully re-entered Earth's atmosphere, splashed down the Pacific Ocean on Friday, right off the San Diego coast. Man, I couldn't stop watching it.
It was a big deal. Like, even I was watching.
You watched it?
On my couch. I had Love is Blind up on the big one. And on my phone, I was watching the Artemis landing. But it was very inspiring. And I liked that I was being a part of history.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that there was so much involved, though. First of all, I didn't realize that they land in the ocean.
Yep.
So when that happened, I was like, oh, no. And they're like, everything's going according to plan. I'm like, okay,
but they're in the ocean.
No, I didn't realize that's how it went. And then the commentators listening to them try and fill as they're making their way to the aircraft or whatever to make sure everyone's okay. And then they got to bring them back. And then they have to go through all the doctor stuff.
Yeah.
And there's so many things.
Do you watch them airlift them too? Like all the helicopters coming in and pulling them out?
Yes. Like there was
a wild ride for those four people.
Yes. It was a long time. Like it took a long time for everything to be said and done, but it was fascinating to watch it all. So you were right, Jeremy.
It's really
neat
stuff.
About that.
I was ignoring my family and my son's basketball game as I was sitting in the bleachers watching that. I was looking down at my phone I didn't look up very much and watch the game. I was watching that. I was like, this is history.
Yeah.
I gotta watch this. Anyway, and then, yes, like landing back on the helicarrier and having the astronauts there on the ship and then picking up the capsule out of the water and everything. Just fascinating to me. Absolutely fascinating.
I put something in our stories over the weekend because there was a lot of just women who were super proud that there was a woman up there in space.
She's
but
a beast, man.
A story that a teacher said about her little first grade student asked when the astronauts were going to make it home and if they were going to be okay. And she's like, yeah, they're going to land very soon. We're very excited. And she said, well, there's a girl up there.
That's
And it is so inspiring for women and people in general.
Yeah,
it was a big moment. So.
Do you know her name?
I don't know her name. No,
all right.
I just saw a story.
Nice shout out, though. Okay, so from that to Justin Bieber and Katy Perry. So first things first, Bieber did his first headlining set at Coachella. This story here says it left a lot of fans unsatisfied. They say he had very minimal effort up on the stage. He did a stripped down set, a low key performance, and I was just watching some of the videos. He basically flipped open his laptop, dialed up old YouTube videos of himself, and sang along.
Yeah, but people loved it. He became famous on YouTube. That's how his fans got to know him anyway.
And he played that video.
Yeah, and I will just say, I know the media's trying to spin it like he was lazy and didn't put any effort into it, but
I'm seeing quotes here from
people. I know. The baby Nana was there in attendance at Coachella, and she cried. She loved it so much. And she's one of the biggest believers. They were calling it Believe-cella. Like, it was a big deal.
Bieber-cella, yeah.
Bieber-cella. And so
people are like, he got paid $10 million to walk around the damn stage and do nothing.
Yeah,
but I kind of like that. I like the minimal. I'll be honest. I watched the whole thing too, and I grew up in the Bieber era. Live while it was happening, the tweets and the live stream that I saw, people were very happy. People were very happy with it. Maybe afterwards there was this, you know, the talking heads. But
yeah, I'll
here's
have
a
to
taste
show
of
you.
It. Here, hold on 1 second. Here you go. You know you love me. You know you care. Just have to sing along with YouTube. Everybody now. All right.
Yes.
It's fine. Whatever.
I tell you, the only complaint Zoe had is people were waiting in their spots for so long that they were just doing it right there on the lawn.
Excuse me?
Yeah, because they didn't want to lose their spots. There was a lot of reports of that
where people were
relieving
the
potty.
Doing it well. They were doing it right there on the lawn.
One and two right there on the lawn.
That makes sense.
They didn't want to lose their spots. And so she said that was probably the most cringy thing.
People are pooping.
A lot of reports.
Was it her? It was her.
No, it was not
She's
her.
Like, Mom, you're never going to believe what
happened.
Don't
you start that rumor. She would kill me.
I pooped while Bieber was playing.
No, she
it was so good. I pooped.
No, that wasn't it. Bieber goes, but she loved it. I'll have to show you how close she got to the stage, and maybe we'll put it up in our stories, Bieber's performance, because again, she was right there. She had the best time.
Are you bummed that you missed out?
I am such a proud mama. A little, but she said I wouldn't have liked it. She said outside of the actual concerts, there were so many people and so many lines and so many things that I just gripe about. She's like, yeah. Mom, I would know.
I also heard lemonades there were $17.
Yeah, yeah. Everything
I think
was
that
really
ship
expensive.
Has sailed for you,
same.
I think.
I think that I
That's
wanted,
a 20-year-old thing.
Exactly. I wanted to go to Coachella at one point in my life, and I feel like that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been good for you.
That window is no longer open
You could
for
just
me.
Run over to Wash Park and poop in the park. If you want. You don't have to go all the way to Coachella.
Yeah, I'd save so much money. Jeez.
You don't need to do that. I'll put some Bieber on in the background and you can poop in the park later. All right?
This feels
It'll
right.
be a fun Instagram video.
It really will.
Britney Spears is in rehab. I don't know what else there really is to say about this. But, you know, she had that DUI, was it last month?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you follow her on Instagram, she's a mess. So, anyway, she went to rehab.
Okay. Don't sing it. Don't sing
it. We have sports stuff?
Yeah, we do. Two quick little updates in case you guys are living under a rock. The Rockies did get a minority purchased by the Penner Group. So it's the Penner Sports Group. They obviously own the Denver Broncos, and they bought 40% of the Colorado Rockies. That is a huge positive for any Rockies fan out there. It looks like they will be really trying to turn this team around. And I think after 3 decades of almost abysmal play every single year. You know, Rockies fans always go, we had 07, but
yeah.
It's been dang near 20 years since 2007. So this is a very positive thing that is happening. And then quick shout out to DU as well. They are the 11-time national champions. They won Saturday over Wisconsin in a crazy comeback game that I was glued to. I couldn't stop watching it. Really, really exciting for them. They won 3 in the last 5 years, so that's a massive dynasty. So huge shout out to them as well.
And
go DU Pios.
Went nuts over the weekend.
They
did you see the videos?
University
of the campus
was
just
stocked full of people.
People were
they
so
were doing
excited.
It on the lawn. Right?
They were doing it.
That's not what I meant, Jeremy. Okay, so let's move on to this woman. This happened last week, but it kind of played itself out over a couple days because this woman was struck by lightning in Superior, first of all, okay? And when it happened, they didn't know who she was for a minute. So this happened on Thursday, and I guess a lightning strike hit a tree and her also, and it did so much damage. First of all, she is still in critical condition, so thoughts and prayers to her and her family. But her phone that she had with her was completely just, you know.
Fried,
yeah.
exploded,
and so
yeah.
they didn't know who she was. She had no identification on her, and they couldn't find out who she
scary.
Was because of her phone. And her fingerprints and everything led to nothing. So she was in the hospital, I believe, for a full day. They had no idea who she was. So in the news, it was like, if you know this woman, she was young. She's young. She's like in her 20s and 30s, I believe, they think. They haven't released her identity so she can have her privacy. But they did find out, I believe it was either late Friday or early Saturday morning, who she was. Her family is now around her and giving the support that she needs and whatnot. But could you imagine? I mean, I'm out there hiking and walking all the time. And, you know, when you start to see those clouds roll through across the mountains and they start to form those big old storm clouds, I mean, it can get kind of dicey.
Very scary.
So, and that's the thing. They're saying it's not really, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you should look at the forecast before you head out.
But those things roll in.
It's Colorado.
That's what they said. This one specifically developed so quickly. She didn't have a lot of time to kind of prepare. And so, again, thoughts and prayers to this woman. But just be aware, it is the stormy, you know, March, spring season that we see around Colorado. And they're saying this summer is going to be very rainy as well. So we could see a lot of these lightning strikes happen in our area.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's a crazy story out of Superior. Hey, Guanella Pass doesn't typically open until Memorial Day, but because of the very warm, slight weather we had over the winter, they're going to open it on Thursday.
Hey!
Yeah, so that is where I saw the bighorn sheep.
That's right.
Yeah, so
I saw you were up there. There was not
a
lot of snow at all.
And I was just at the base of it, so I was just right out of Georgetown.
Still.
It wasn't up top or anything, but yeah, you're absolutely right. It sure did. And so they're saying that they're going to open that earlier this year because, yeah, they don't have to do a whole lot of work on the roads to prepare it like they do every year. I mean, Memorial Day, though, that is quite the early startup. This Thursday, the 16th.
It's going to be
like,
so dry this summer.
Insane.
It is going to be really bad.
No one lighted
I've seen some people people with their sprinklers on too. You're not supposed to be
You're
doing
not supposed
that.
To do
I'm
that.
Gonna tell on you. I'm
Again,
gonna tell on you.
Hopefully the spring storms help because they're saying we should get some moisture in rain.
God, it's
values,
dry.
But it is really
everybody's
dry.
Lawns in my neighborhood are so sad. Yeah. I'm like, is this what we have to look forward to this summer?
Yeah, super crispy. Super dry. And then just one more. Speaking of dry, I don't know if this was caused by the dryness. I think it was just the rear wheel duals and axle on this truck, an Amazon truck, Saturday night. It was on the ramp from I-25 to Thornton Parkway. I believe it caught fire.
Yeah.
Like the whole
I love
truck.
How you're trying to explain like,
the
rear wheel duals
together,
and axles.
Right?
Whatever
you
that
know
means.
Those duals and axles.
The duals and axles is what caused it.
Aren't there pads worked in there somewhere?
Some pads
too?
For
brakes
sure.
And
yeah,
duals
the
and
dual
pads,
pads
and, axles.
And axles.
Yeah.
They did it
Adams
right there
County.
On the lawn.
That's not what I meant.
Well, then don't
so
say
what happened
it.
With the duals, wheels,
yes.
and axles
so
and pads?
Adams County Fire Rescue and the city of Thornton Fire Department, they had to extinguish the semi-trailer fire. So an Amazon truck that just caught fire on Saturday night. The pictures are pretty insane because you see, and you know people are like, is my package on that?
Am
like,
I still getting same
like,
day delivery?
Your package is 8 stops
yeah,
away.
I know,
never mind.
Know. And on fire.
No, that's exactly what
never
it was.
Mind.
The good news is they were able to put out this fire in literally 2 minutes. Like crews showed up, put
it
out,
it.
Didn't
nice.
Cause any damages. I believe they even saved all the packages, but they had smoke on them. So I don't think they were able to use them. And the driver was not hurt in this, so nobody
good.
Was injured in the whole
and the
thing, but crews were able to locate the main body of the fire and extinguish it.
On the
yeah,
duals,
yeah.
pads, and axles.
Dual axles.
You know, all the stuff.
Did you see the big story last week of that guy who lit that warehouse of toilet paper on fire?
I
was
did
it in Canada?
See that, yes! It's
yeah.
wild!
The is an entire warehouse filled with toilet paper, pissed off that they weren't paying him a living wage.
Yeah, did it
so
on purpose.
He filmed himself, yeah. and the entire place went up.
No,
fully engulfed.
He thought he was justified. He's
yes.
like, so many people are going to be on my side. Like, just
like
wait.
Millions of dollars worth of toilet paper gone.
The Robin Hood of toilet paper is what
yes.
he wants to be thought of.
Like, so he's like, is there going to be a shortage
yeah,
now?
I know. Now we're going to be all
what
mad at you,
jackass.
Homie.
What a jackass.